I love trailers, okay? Trailers are so much fun. Most people love trailers, even if they don't know that they do. Sometimes, even an absolutely awful movie will have a really, really good trailer. And that's a beautiful thing. Our society has a thing for building up hype around things that we can lose ourselves in, and that's what we do. We lose ourselves in games and movies. Estate agents know that generating excitement for a property will definitely net far more sales profit. Trailers are way more important than they used to be. But what makes a trailer effective? What makes our hearts pound? Let's look at what I think a trailer should and shouldn't do. A good trailer reveals as little of the plot as humanly possible, but at the same time, it's not a good idea to show nothing, because that would leave audiences confused. We've all been to the cinema and watched a really confusing and weird trailer, which leaves everyone in the audience wondering what it was all about. Take the really bad trailer for How to Train Your Dragon 2. I enjoyed the first one, but then I saw this trailer and, well, there's no more fun going to the cinema to see it because the trailer spoils like a million things. So his mom is alive. I thought she was dead, so duh, why watch it? Another one I really don't like is Spider-Man Homecoming. Again, after seeing this trailer, I knew that Tony tells Peter not to make a huge deal about being a superhero, and then they save a bunch of people, but that makes Tony angry, and he then takes away his suit and has to solve everything without the vault or the suit, and well, what's the point? Of course, that's also true for comedy trailers. I hate it when all the best jokes are already in the trailer. Some trailers even use alternative jokes so that the actual jokes are not spoiled for you. In a lot of movies, they end up outtaking those lines anyway. There's a lot of extra footage, and that's what ends up being used in some trailers. Next, let the visuals be the focal point. I really hate seeing text coming across the screen in the form of cliches like, "Oh, judgment is coming." You don't say, wasn't the film called Judgment Day or something? And this also counts for when some random guy does voiceover for the trailer. Either way, it's much more effective to have the characters from the movie explain the details of the movie. Now, I do like the Inception trailer, but I don't like that they use text. What drives trailers really are the visuals. I would give any trailer a free pass if the only text I see is the release date and the director, because I'm more likely to watch a movie if I know the director and, well, yes, the title of the movie. But what's also really important is music and audio. The Alien trailer uses unsettling noises to create anxiety and tension. Star Wars uses the iconic music that everyone with half a heart will be moved by. And the Inception trailer, also great music, and that foghorn noise, that really changed trailers. For a while, every epic large-scale trailer has this foghorn noise. I think it was really overused for a time. But what's super prevalent now is using famous songs, or covers of them. Like, there was a Batman trailer that had Nickelback in it. Yep, that actually existed. But it gets old. However, I do think that this technique can be used successfully, like with Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin. In the version in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, it is much more unsettling and stressful, and the trailer is cut to each pounding beat. If used like that, music really makes a trailer extra special.